The governor's hallmark legislation this year, increasing the gas tax, included a late addition. It's a provision that cuts property taxes for veterans who are fully disabled. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, this is partially a result of veterans mobilizing more in Tennessee politics.
Fully disabled veterans in the state have paid less in property taxes for decades. At its peak a few years ago, they could exempt $175,000 from their home value. But in 2015, facing a growing number of applicants, lawmakers decided the program cost too much money. So they added an income requirement. You now had to make less than a certain amount to qualify. And they lowered the property tax exemption to $100,000. Veterans were not happy.
You had suddenly another $75,000 you were having to pay property tax on.
Bill Summers is a retired Air Force officer who helped lead efforts to reverse those changes. He and a few others started organizing Veterans Day on the Hill, where they could speak to their lawmakers directly as a bloc. They also encouraged veterans groups around the state to get more political. And the efforts worked. Now, with this week's vote, the original law has been restored, back to no income limit and $175,000 in exemptions.
We're showing proof that consolidating all of the veterans into one political voice can and does carry weight.
They also pushed the state this year to pass another law, one that allows employers to give hiring preference to former military members. Summer says he's working on formalizing a statewide group that can lobby for more friendly legislation in the coming years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.